the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. Oh, I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in
wake
this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said one, two, three.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Good idea. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida. I'm joined today by Minda.
I'm here. I'm sharing.
That's right. And
we're together.
Yeah. Just two people. The new every Tuesday weekly Wake Up Late with Dougie show live on Facebook right here, 6 p.m. or so. You know, when Minda admits, when she's here, that, you know, it's six-ish.
Just buffer it by 10 to 15 minutes.
It's like a margin of error.
Well, it's not error. Would be like a mistake. This is more of a way of being.
Yeah.
You know, it is. I try to pick up the, let's call it the je ne sais quoi of the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Yeah.
And it has late in the title of the podcast.
Of course.
So if these bitches can't take me being a little late, then you're listening to the wrong shit.
I don't know if anybody's in a hurry. My wife actually did that the other day. She was like rushing me to do nothing. You know what I mean? I was like, wait a minute, hold on. Are you like rushing me right now? Like, no, there's not one reason on earth, for the most part, that anybody should be rushing anybody.
Where
right
are we
now.
Going?
Yeah, where are you going?
What are we doing?
You know what I mean? Hey, we got to hurry. We got to go protest. We got to go outside.
Were you guys really protesting?
No.
Oh, okay.
We were, you know.
Thought maybe y'all got political.
The only things we seem to do is we walk the dog, long walk every day.
Long walk.
Which is nice, right around after when the sun starts to go down.
Okay.
We take a nice couple mile walk.
Got it.
And then we stretch. We go in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
I know I don't want to be a bitch here, but we got extra rooms here. We go in the other room where my wife is now cutting hair. A lot of people are cutting hair.
Oh, yeah? Is she?
Like Tuesdays, Thursdays, she's got people coming in. And she actually had... I walked in last Thursday, and some dude... I was just walked in the house, and then all of a sudden, this dude walked out from looked like the bathroom, and she was in there. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But of course, you know, nothing's happening.
Just making that money another way.
Yeah, that was. I was wondering. Boy, he gave you a big tip, honey. So, yeah, because a lot of people can't get their hair done.
Yeah, I'm having a bang thing happening right now.
Looks good, though.
No, it's all fucked up.
Yeah.
But thanks for saying that.
Well, you know.
They've gotten out of control. So this is the thing. I do not have those types of skills, like, you know, the female ones, hair cutting, styling, whatever. And so about 3 to 4 years ago, my stylist...
I was going to throw another one in there, but I held back. I got to ask Dan.
I don't know. I locked down Dan pretty quick,
so
I wouldn't talk about that. She told me I can never cut my own bangs again.
Really? Yeah, that's a hard... You can mess them up.
Has told me under no circumstances am I allowed to bring a scissor to my own
anywhere near your bangs.
Anywhere near my head.
Yeah, well, that's usually good advice for most people.
So, I'm going to need some help here soon.
Well, you know, my old lady's got scissors and stuff. So.
Yeah, I might need to talk to her. This bang situation, getting out of control. Well, I was supposed to get
How much have I been in quarantine that every time you say bangs in reference to your hair, I'm thinking of bang.
I've been having a lot of dirty conversations lately, so
there
might be a lot of innuendo and slip up that happens.
I think I'm ready for that.
Yeah,
my gosh, you have
no idea.
You know, you talk about cutting your bangs, and I'm thinking, you know.
About getting banged?
Yeah.
Well, aren't you having sex more often in the quarantine?
Yeah.
You got more time?
Yeah, absolutely. Not that I need more time, but, I mean, You got to be vulnerable in comedy, they say. Yeah, it's a little, you know what I mean? But, you know, I just want to say something to my good friend Peter Leonard. You know Peter Leonard.
I do.
And Peter Leonard is sending me videos. Oh, my God. That, you know what I mean?
Porn?
They're, you know.
Or is it like of him?
No.
I didn't know if he got so bored that he's doing videos porn. Of him jerking off at home.
Oh, God.
To porn.
No, he'll send the first. They start coming it's a girl sitting there acting like she's doing something, and all of a sudden she flips her titties out. Like, oh, okay, you know, have a nice day. I'm like, all right, that's pretty funny. And then, but then, like, as of today, I go on there, I look at it, and there's a girl, like, doing squats naked on what seems to be a fire hydrant of a dildo.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? I can't unsee this. You know what I mean? And of course, you know, in my luck, I'm at my office. Somebody's going to be walking by my office and look in my window just at that moment when some girl's sitting on, you know, the largest, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what happens when you have friends like Peter Leonard.
After the 15th time watching. No, I'm not kidding. But you know what I'm saying? Why are people sending? What? First of all, I don't like sharing video. I don't like opening videos that are sent to me on any social media.
Sure. That makes sense.
Right? I mean, just like I don't want to go walking in to like a gas station right now and start grabbing everything and not wearing a mask. I don't want to be opening videos. Right?
Yeah.
I'm a self-preservationist. I don't want to take bad decisions, which we're going to get in today about going out. Where are you right now, America, about going out and, you know, saying, fuck it. Yeah, I'm going to do what I want. I want my civil rights. Or are you the one that's going, how dare you go out there? You're going to fuck it up for everybody. There seems to be two people in this earth now.
Well, I was going to say, do you have to be just one or the other?
I don't know. It seems to be, you know, seems to be that way. I had a friend, longtime friend. I took this girl to my prom.
Okay.
And she showed one of these things. This, you know, the big Jacksonville Beach opening up.
Yeah.
And I guess one of the first pictures were somewhat doctored.
Of course they were.
And they even used it in L.A., the same photos, you know. And I said, I don't even know if that's, you know, I'm basically just saying, I don't even know if that's true, you know. Even so, you're on the fucking beach. You know, I I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but for God's sakes, to think the coronavirus in a droplet of water is going to fly out of somebody's fucking mouth, actually trudge through the fucking winds of the Atlantic Ocean that's hitting the fucking, the South Florida coastline, it's going to find its way up into my fucking nostril. You know, if you're walking on the beach and you're 4 or 5 feet apart, oh, no. It's a fucking beach. You're not in an elevator. It's a fucking beach. You know, what are you panicking about? So this person posted this. I just post, you know, hey, well, it's a fucking beach, you know?
It's a fucking beach.
Yeah. It's not really hard to social distance on a beach.
Yeah. See, personally, I kind of liked it when they had the beaches shut down. So that there was less people there when I went to the beach. Yeah, because I'm in biking distance of the beach. And I know, hold on to yourselves. Please send prayers and blessings. They closed down my community pool when this all started.
Yeah.
We don't even have a large community.
Yeah.
So I thought we might get away with it being open.
That's another one.
But
yeah,
it's been ripped away.
Close the pool.
So I do live near...
This is a new one in from the globalists trying to take over our world. They say no more TV. You can't watch TV. Someone's going to eventually say that you can't watch TV because you'll catch the fucking coronavirus watching TV.
Okay. I'm probably still going to watch TV just like I still went to the beach.
I'm going to go to the beach. You know what? And when I take a dog for a walk, these people come walking by. They walk all the way around you. And this one lady had a mask. She put the mask on and she was 17 feet away from me. I'm like, are you fucking... what's wrong with you? You know what? What is wrong with you? Like... She was like this car. She was walking next to the cars driving 40. She was actually happier walking along along University Drive with cars traveling at 50 miles an hour. She's happier. I feel safer walking over by the fucking road instead of walking by me with my dog.
I went into public Saturday morning without a mask.
Ugh. They let you in?
Sorry, America.
You got away with it because you're a woman.
I just walked. A lot of people were, and I don't have one. I ordered one. It never came. I don't sew. I don't cough on things. I'm in. I'm out. I didn't mean to, America. I felt guilt about this all weekend, even when I was drinking the delicious drinks that I bought at the Publix. But yeah, no, I did it. And I felt shame from people's stares. I mean, I'm just going to throw it out there.
Did anybody actually verbalize their
disgust? No, nobody verbalized their disgust. And I did stay in that Publix a lot longer than I thought I was going to. I brought in a hat like I was going to use it as a mask.
You're going to wear a
fucking... And I kind of like, well, I kind of thought like, you
that's
know.
That's how innovative Mind is.
If you put the bill of the hat right in here and you close it so it's like the half moon... It kind of does.
Why don't you just grab your shirt and put it over your face?
Well, so that's what I kind of halfway through. I'm like, you don't even need this half-ass hat that you're not using. You could just put your shirt over. And then I was like, you know what? You're pushing a cart.
Yeah, listen, I'm all for that. If you're out shopping and you're doing all that shit and you're in anytime you're in close quarters, you should be wearing a mask.
Yeah.
I still understand why people driving in their car are wearing masks. There was a guy walking across the street today when I was coming home from my office, walking on the street by himself wearing a fucking mask.
Yeah, I know. So I know I'm a terrible person, and I want to apologize, but I agree.
You should. You know, here's the thing. You're not a hooplehead. You're not like one of these idiots who don't know what the hell you're doing. You're an educated person. You know, what the fuck?
Well, you know, I didn't lick anything in Publix. I didn't, you know,
When you say lick, you mean wipe down?
Yeah, like lick.
How'd you like to catch the coronavirus licking?
Yeah, well... Fun looking. I don't know.
I was nervous last week. L.A. Hardy was here, and we actually had a little smoke 'em session after
the show. Oh, you guys shared?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I haven't been sharing.
See, I didn't even think about it. And my wife was freaking out. She's like, what are you, crazy?
I
didn't even think about it.
I offer everyone their own one hitter. That's how I have more than one. So all guests get their own personal one now.
Yeah, 420 yesterday. Puff, puff. Keep it.
Yeah.
I waited most of the day yesterday, and I finally started to. And then I just kept going like a nut. I just kept smoking every hour on the hour.
Okay. So smoking during quarantine for me has been very similar to, like, you know that whole thing where you're not sure what day or hour or month it is anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like that.
Yeah.
I don't even know when I'm doing it at this point. It could be any time. It's dark.
It doesn't even matter. Right now, I don't need a watch. I could use a sundial.
We don't even need that. I don't even need to know the date. I don't even know anything.
Apple's going to come out with a new sundial, by the way. It's going to be really nice. It's not going to be very convenient or portable, but who is? I kind of like the aspect. I had one of those moments of depression. Right, because of all the hardship I know people are going through, it's like it hits me. You know what I mean?
Oh, like a moment of like empathetic.
Yeah, what I mean. Like I was sitting and I started thinking about people and people in certain industries, and I started thinking about people I know, and then it just started like just engulfing me.
Were you sad or grateful?
No, I was sad. No, I was
because you're not in like as me. We are in a very unique and blessed opportunity where we're not frontline essentials,
right.
But we still have. Been able to maintain our
life goes
our
on,
employment.
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah, like everything. I was already working remote.
Yeah,
so
this has not affected my ability to, you know.
To do your job and your job still moves on as the financial, you know, services industry has not, you know, it doesn't go away because of the coronavirus.
I mean, my revenues have dropped 30-40% as
well,
the market
Well, of course
has.
They are. Look at the market. I mean, that happens every time the market crashes.
Yeah, you're right. So, but no, I felt angry. I felt like angry, like really...
Like a lot
empathetic,
of anguish.
Like,
empathetic.
You know, it's like,
okay.
Like, I was feeling their pain. Like, you know, it's like, that's why I don't like to watch when Peter Leonard sends me this video of a woman sitting down on a big old, you know, taking it anally in a big old, dildo. You know, I went, you know what I mean? It did, it kind of, you know,
what she has to do for money during the quarantine.
Yeah, and all I got to do is know to buy Netflix.
You know what I don't understand? Like with you men, especially, I'm sure it happens with the ladies too, but not as much. The sharing of porn, like, you know, oh, look, you got to send this and you got to share this.
Never
okay,
me.
Never
no,
you. And
I've never
I don't
shared,
understand.
No.
Like,
I've never gone to a buddy, hey, man, look at this porn. Oh, my God.
So unique that no one's ever going to find it. It's not like porn is hard to find.
No.
So why do you have to share it? It's everywhere.
I am completely against sharing porn.
I mean,
I've never seen a piece of porn where I'm like,
talk about an industry that's hot right now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Porn is booming.
Well, you were saying something interesting. If you wanted to buy equipment, you know, like a camera, like a USB camera to use for like this type of shit.
Yeah.
You know, you can't get them.
Webcams are gone, at least as of two weeks ago when I was looking online.
Yeah, because all those strippers have gone home. It's like, I'm a webcam
girl.
That's
it. Everyone's becoming a cam girl. Strippers, comedians, everyone's becoming a cam girl.
Aside from comics trying to do interview shows and doing stuff like this and trying to do all Instagram lives and things.
Yeah,
you know, and all this
I have something
stuff.
Amazing coming up this good. Thursday. Thanks for noting that.
I hope it's
that.
Good because for the most part, you watch them and you can tell. I won't mention names. I watched one earlier today on Instagram and just people talking over each other. It's like, when the quality sucks, okay, whenever you have when you have an interruption or a bad sound, you know, and someone keeps going in and out, I don't care who the fuck it is. I'm going to turn it off. You know what I mean?
I think you'll be very pleased with our product.
All right. Well, listen, I'm just saying, you know, but people talking. So I'm watching this and they're talking and the person would ask the person a question and keep talking over the person after asking the question. I'm like, well, you know what? I'd like to try to support, but and I can't. So but, you know, you're right. We're spending some money here in the studio. I'm going to be getting new, you know, just we're going to change things up. Some signage, some lighting. We're going to be changing things up because. We're being asked to by hopefully, like you said, big things, or, you know, working on some big things. And we're going to try to get a quality. You can't get certain things, you know?
Not right now. Things are a little depleted. I mean, so you can get refurbs. At least as of 2 weeks ago, again, I'm not sure if the market has rebounded. The only webcams you can find are refurbs at very premium prices.
Yeah. You got to get those little shit. I mean, I hope everybody sees what I'm seeing on this screen. That's pretty clear, right?
It is. It's been glitching every so often that. But
yeah,
I think that's
Max Headroom from
the
80s.
Live,
remember that?
Like an 80s music
everybody.
Video.
Yeah. Where he was like a computer image, right? Made to look like he was alive.
I don't know. I was barely alive then. I don't know what was happening. Good one.
Thanks. I felt good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're talking about... there's a couple of people. They're the people that are just saying, I'm staying home. Like what I was going to say. So I was feeling really down and depressed. I was just for that because I started thinking about that. And then, of course, then you have that moment where you're like, well, thank God that. And again, this isn't, you know, Cuomo, by the way. The other day, Cuomo was quoted as saying, this has nothing to do with God and, you know, the fact that people are not dying as much and da 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 da, which he caught a lot of heat from.
He said it has nothing to do with God.
Yeah, no,
well,
he came out and said...
Well, who brought God into the discussion?
I don't know, I guess.
How did that kick off?
I don't know if this had to do with people, you know, having, you know, Easter Sunday masses, but this was actually last week that when they said that death tolls have been going down, the amount of hospitalizations have been going down, all this good news.
Thank
he said,
you, Jesus.
Yeah, well, he said, no, not according to Cuomo, because he says, no, this has nothing to do with God. This has to do with, basically saying this has to do with all the people that are working, which... You know, again, I am not a Bible thumper, as they say. I'm a God-fearing man. You know, I believe in Jesus Christ. I was raised Roman Catholic. I believe in a higher, you know what I mean?
You're a higher power kind of guy.
I believe in all good and, you know, that kind of shit. And, you know, but when someone's, even when somebody says that, you're almost like, it's not like, oh, how dare you? It's more, it's like, why would you even? You know what I mean? Isn't there a big difference between somebody saying, how dare you versus why would you even say that? Like, what do you fucking...
Didn't need to comment on God's effect
non-effect. Like, how many people do you think, on average, believe in God?
Like
60%, 80%?
I hope so. Sometimes more and more, I think, less and less. And, you know, I just want to tell people that not only is God now curing us in the coronavirus, but he gave us the coronavirus to teach us a lesson, too.
Yeah, and get rid of some of you fucking idiots.
Yeah, so he can kill and he can bring it back, just like Easter, resurrected.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about
2020,
how this was a reawakening.
Yeah, hopefully.
You know, people in India can see the Himalayas. It's so clear out there. You know, there's a lot less. There's like the earth is taking.
The earth is healing itself.
Like the earth just burped. The earth is going burp.
God is teaching us a lesson.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody should learn a lesson. And, you know, and again, I've spoken on the show 100 times about people pointing the finger right now and blaming. And again, I don't like it when I have no respect for anybody who's blaming anybody above their pay grade when their own life is a big pile of shit right now. You know, It's not that I don't believe people should have a say. I just think that if your life is a big pile of shit and you have the time to criticize the actions misactions or inactions of others, you just don't get it. I've never had respect. You know what I mean? I never had respect for people that open their fucking mouth and tell you what to do when you think because that's the way I, like I this whole time, that's what I'm thinking. What can I have done? You know, what can I have done? What can I be
circling
doing?
Circling back to the sadness.
You know, and
crying.
Yeah, like and there was a moment there I said, well, fuck, a lot of the decisions I've made in life, I'm in a situation where I'm not sitting here ready to jump off a fucking out of a window, you know, or start getting pissed at people because I'm upset and I have no fuck, you know what I mean?
Did you ask yourself, what would Jesus do?
No, I didn't ask that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure.
No.
Okay, so you're in this pit, you're feeling a lot of sadness and empathy for your brethren around you who maybe don't have the options that you have now.
Yeah, bad.
And where did you go from there?
But the point was is I wonder if people are going to take this to think about lessons learned.
Like their life?
Yeah. You know, it's like I had a conversation with somebody in the comedy world last night and we were basically talking about, you know, just in a sense about the industry and like in other words, you know, how many people, like, I believe that there's going to be a lot of people out of this business in the next 12 months because of all this.
Well,
like, they won't be able to survive it.
Out of, like,
they'll be done.
Comedians back to work or clubs that shut down?
Well, first, the comedian aspect. I think that a lot of comics, you know, because of this, are not going to lose traction and they're going to fall off. Or I've even had moments where I'm like, you know what, do I even fucking want to do it anymore? Like, you know what I mean? I'd rather spend time on this medium, right? This medium, this trying to get people on live and viral video than going traveling around the country, you know, worrying about people wearing, because it's going to be difficult. You're going to go to a club.
You know my take on it. You certainly don't have to convince me that, for me, more recently, the time has been put into production over comedy. But production was my first love. I just fell into comedy.
Yeah.
But, hey, I think the way people communicate is going to change. And the one thing I'm waiting for is I feel like in every disaster, epidemic, crisis, you know, fill in the blank, there's always some new kind of technology, something revolutionary, not just a spinoff of something that already exists or an improvement,
right. But
something brand new that emerges.
I'm wondering what
that's going to be.
I think you're going to see that. I think you're going to definitely see. Like I said, even with comedy, I think you're gonna weed out some of the, you know, the hobbyists, as it's been said. I think you're gonna, and I think, you know, there's only gonna be so many gigs.
How many hobbyists though are really making a living off of it the first place?
But we're not talking about even in the working comic field, there's those that are, you know, they're still getting gigs because they know somebody and. You know what I mean? They're just kind of lingering in the system.
Well,
you know what I
mean?
I
hope it does cut the fat.
Well, I imagine it would. You know, I even, like in 2008 during the financial crisis, as financial planners were cut in half because that was a real trying crisis time. And if you didn't know what the fuck you were doing, you were exposed. You know, your inabilities, your lack of truth was exposed. You know, so comedy, the same thing. But it's going to be fucking weird. Like, you know, you're going to. Yeah, when I was talking to somebody last night, like usually trying to get people to come all, hey, come everybody, come up to the front. If it's a light crowd, hey, everybody, come up to the front. You know, let's all get together. You say that now, they're going to fucking throw a bite. They're going to throw a knife at you.
Okay. So, yeah, right this minute. But like, I was thinking about this.
Like how,
So I'm not of the belief, and let me just throw this out there for everyone, that I don't think we are in lockdown crisis till the end of the year. I believe in the ingenuity of American private industry. Someone is going to come up with something. Obviously, the vaccine takes 12 to 18 months, but something that prevents people from dying from the coronavirus.
Like Gilead has that new one that Gilead stock rose like
exactly. Yeah. They're already starting to pop.
I told you I wasn't a doctor.
But like it's gonna be weird when we first get this going, the first couple months, maybe June, July, August. But you know what?
It's in the rearview mirror after that.
By the first of 2021, people are gonna be saying Corona who? Like when people in this country have a short memory.
Yeah,
they suffer from recency. They don't care
what happened.
I think we're going to be okay. I think anyone out there who's doom and gloom, I've actually distanced myself from them.
Yeah, just push them away. And here's the thing. Let's be Darwinian about this. The people that are just complete disgusting fucking human beings that are mad at everybody, blaming everybody, cursing at everybody, like short-tempered, know-it-all.
The bitterness is at an all-time high.
These bitter fucks, you know, leave them. Leave them in a fucking drawer. You know what I mean? Just leave them in a drawer. Let's just fucking, you're gone. And that's why, like, in Facebook, like, we're talking about Twitter. You know, I was cleaning up. I'm like, you know what? I don't even, it's like, there's so much shit I want to go in here, like, like, I was going to deactivate my Twitter. I was going to say, fuck it. You know, just start all over with a whole new one.
Okay.
Just really start fresh. You know, I figured, fuck it. You know?
I don't even think it matters that much. Oh. I think you're putting too much thought into it.
Whatever.
Just fuck Twitter.
So, anyway, so talking about the shutdown, people are worried about it. Again, in the big picture, nobody wants to get sick and die, but I don't know if I'd rather be sitting in a hospital, you know, coughing up big old loogies, or I'd rather be on the street with no money because I lost my job and the whole economic situation is shut down.
I think this is the difference between us and Florida is, thankfully, we are not having to endure what a highly urban metro area like New York has.
Right.
And maybe we would feel differently if perhaps we were in a situation like New York where people are literally dying over the place.
There was already an exodus. There's already been a trend.
Well, yeah, they're all here now.
There's already been a trend where people are living heavily, you know, metropolis areas. You know, there's in the last 4, 5, 8 years, more or less, there's been a trend of people leaving that aspect, you know, going out and spreading out and finding your land, like, you know, like the great land rush, you know, whatever date that was. I think it was in 1975. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story on today's show. So, and again, I just, you know, I think that's what I'm going to start being. I'm going to be, you know, purposely completely wrong about shit just to fucking irk people. You know, it's like, you know, when you're in a car, like, oh, yeah, well, how about, oh, yeah, John F. Kennedy. Yeah, he was a German. He was a German, right? He was a Lufthansa pilot. You know, whatever, you know, like just watch people's head explode because they can't. You don't know what you're talking about. You're wrong. You know, I'm people just so fucking righteous. So anyway, listen, like you said, I think there's so many different individuals in the sense of what you would do, right? Like I don't know if I'll get on a cruise ship.
I'll get on a cruise ship.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know, they're supposed to start sailing again, not in from the U.S., but from different parts of the world as soon as mid-June. I saw right now that's the itinerary for Royal Caribbean, mid-June. They start sailing ships
again. They should take a video of everybody walking on a fucking cruise ship after this. Like, look at that face. You know, like people getting on a roller coaster.
Look.
You know, like,
okay.
Oh, my God. You know, my.
It is not. I don't think it was shocking that people can get sick quickly on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
When we taped the Travel Jerks cruise episode, this was last year before coronavirus existed. But if you guys haven't been on a cruise lately, before you go into even the nicest dining rooms on a cruise, there's like a row of sinks and hand sanitizer, not in the bathroom next to the dining room, literally in the foyer on the way into like what ends up being like a 5-story, you know, like high end fancy dining room.
Right.
So
you're saying people use that
Well, they know they're always about wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. They want you to wash it before you walk. And so my conclusion is like, look, you're on a cruise ship. I mean, based on all these sinks and Purells and the way, I mean, you have to be taking the risk that there's like a 10-20% chance you're going to get a disease anyway.
I think.
So just, you know, go with it.
I wonder how Sweden's doing because they had the herd mentality over there in Norway. I think they're all saying, fuck it, you know, but they have a lot. People in that country are a lot in better shape. You know, when they always compare, like
of our population, but the average,
if you take the people of Sweden, like how much better in shape they are than people, the average person in the United States, you know what I mean? Those countries are,
even knows at this point how much that has to do with it. You know, I've seen reports that there's 20, 30, whatever odd strains of COVID. So it could be whatever strain is prevalent in your area of the world is either high mortality, low mortality. I mean, nobody knows. Nobody knows shit. You know why nobody knows shit? Because this all started in a fucking place like China, who wants to pretend like they're a up and coming democracy, but they're really just a fucking
authoritarian
dictatorship.
Yeah. Did I hear it correctly that Australia was trying to like file like a major suit against them for all this
everyone
shit.
Is they're saying all the COVID tests we got from them, the CDC got from them, were tainted with COVID.
Right. Yeah, and that's where a lot of people are saying, why didn't we use the WHO test? Why did Trump decide not to use the COVID, the ones coming from because the World Health Organization was supposedly offering us their test kits, and we're like, nah, well, we're gonna make our own. That's why there was a big push.
I say you take everyone's test kits, but, you know, if they're coming from someplace else, someone should be inspecting that shit before anyone's touching it. I mean...
Hey, by the way, you guys see us okay now? Because we had a breakup or something. I don't know what happened. Like,
we had a breakup?
Well, you know, like...
Like, for good?
No, like, I don't know. It's like it keeps... Like, for some reason, it keeps freezing on my my computer that
it's
I'm watching.
It's all the audience members.
Yeah.
They're crashing the system.
I'll see. Let me see. Hold on.
It's like all 50 of them. Oh, wait, that's a five. Well, okay.
Oh, yeah, I guess we're all right.
We're doing okay. I don't.
So I'm not going to pay attention to comments. Well, I'm trying to, but it's just distracting. I don't know if you guys like the new camera angle, by the way.
You don't like it? No, I think it's fucking horrendous.
I think you look great.
I don't. I think you look weird.
Right?
But thanks.
It's the audio, Russ. I don't know. Do you still hear us now? Visual is fine, but audio is skipping.
Oh, man. Audio is skipping.
Wow.
I wonder what's
well, as
so
long as it,
skip
this
about.
Is the podcast recording here, so this is, who knows? It's fun.
Wow, you have quite the elaborate setup. He has Facebook Live going, podcast recording, the new webcam up, or whatever.
Wow. Well, I don't know why you know.
I gotta go. I see it sounds good. Right,
well,
thanks.
Anyway,
let's just take that.
Yeah, we'll just keep it that way. Anyway, so I think it's safe to go to the beach. I think that, you know, again, people in certain states have no idea that things are different. You know, it's not in Wyoming, it's not the same as it is in New York. You know what I mean?
Of course not.
Listen, you know.
Who the hell's using public transportation in Wyoming? I mean, think about New York. Not only is everyone living on top of each other, they're all touching all the same shit when they go on the subway or whatever. It's a fucking cesspool.
You know, and here's the reason. Somebody says, "Why? What's wrong with these people?" Here's what's wrong with these people. Because there's a lot of people that are tired of hearing that they were scared, right? Everybody was scared. Oh, my God, it's going to be a major pandemic. Oh, admit it's a pandemic. Okay, it's a pandemic. Oh, millions of people are going to fucking die. Okay, millions of people are going to die. Well... millions. They're predicting under 50,000 in this country. That's the
I don't know. Aren't we at like 42? I think saying under 50 may be a little.
They said it was the guy yesterday from Washington University came out that actually extrapolating all these numbers. The original numbers are 180,000 about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And then you know I love when people ask questions. Well, how come you changed the numbers? And that is clearly somebody that's never done some sort of calculation. Because when you do an estimation or an interpretation or a judgment, you extrapolate that with data. And data, usually, right now at this moment, there's only so much data we can acquire, right, on anything. Tomorrow, we're going to have more data because there's more shit. So every day when there's new stuff going on, every day, then there's going to be new data, thus changing numbers. And everything has been fucking wrong. You know, everything's been wrong ever since... Getting back to, you know, like I said this from somebody brought this up on an email to me this week. They said, you mentioned it 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. Well, and everybody's talking about, oh, we have 50,000 cases. There's only about 4,000 people in the hospital. So why is everybody freaking out about getting 40,000 ventilators? You know, Cuomo had it, you know, again, be prepared. But what happened? Well, we need all this shit, all these hospitals. We're going to need this. We're going to need this. And they're like, why don't we have what we need? Well, you don't have it. Why ask why? Now we got to go back to, do you really fucking need it? And turns out, no, we didn't really need it all. Seems like the only thing that's short are the fucking masks and stuff.
Everyone kind of blew it with their stockpiles. Okay. To be fair.
Every state fucked up. Everybody neglected
and the federal government.
Everybody
fucked up their stockpile. A state really didn't have great ones. None of the states did. The federal government,
they were supposed
to have one. They didn't have
one. And it all goes down to one thing. They didn't think it was going to happen.
Well, we don't prepare for things in this country until it happens. There was probably
something else that was a concern. There was probably another aspect that they put, well, fuck the mask, let's get this because we only have so much money.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm just saying here, nobody cares about shit till it's a problem.
Right.
I mean, that's why it's kind of hard for me to believe that unless there was some serious shit going down, that even early on, if the government expressed to us their concern and maybe didn't say things are going to be fucking great or whatever, I'm hard-pressed to believe that most Americans were going to mentally stay inside. Like, I can't imagine if in February, mid-February, They said this shit's going to become a problem. Everybody shelter in place. This is how we're going to shut everything down. I feel like people would have like rioted in America. Like they would. Yeah. Like people were only okay with shutting everything down when it got terrible. People don't follow direction well in this country.
No,
is what I'm saying.
And that's what I mean. It doesn't even matter because if you say this, they're going to argue about this. If you say that,
everybody's a rebel.
Why didn't we know quicker? You know, again, I'm sick. It's a big bit I'm writing about hindsight Hindus. You know, there's so many fucking people. Like, why didn't? Well, we could have. It's very difficult to make a fucking decision.
Oh man, so many. Friends up, I had who I didn't know were high-level disease pandemic scientists just coming out of the woodwork to, give me the facts on the death.
Yeah, meanwhile, they're a cashier at a fucking Dollar General.
Well, it doesn't even matter.
It does matter. It does fucking matter. If you don't, I'm gonna call this kid out. I don't care. That kid, Randy Wooden, comic. He's not a comic. He's an open micer.
I don't know who he is.
The guy gets into a discussion about financial stuff with me about how when the federal government was assisting and dropping $3 trillion and all these plans that were happening. And this guy's getting into a conversation. His first sentence was like, the verb, everything he was saying wasn't even, it was not even accurate. And I go, look, dude, I don't want to have this conversation. He's like, why not? I go, you don't even have a degree. You don't do this for a living. I'm not going to get in this fucking conversation with you, in this, because I'm going to start saying things and you clearly have no fucking idea about any of what I'm going to say. And all you're going to do is keep telling, you just think because you went to college, people in college actually know shit. Yes, they do, you fucking dumb fucker. And let me tell you something. I had a conversation with a club owner recently, and he was saying, because one of the comics was complaining, how come they don't do this? How come they don't do this? Sorry, I'm dry because I don't have anything to drink.
That's okay.
Corona. I'm really kidding. Here's a guy who's never opened a club. He's never had his own business. Never paid payroll taxes. Never had to worry about you know what I'm saying. Any number of things. Like you work in an area that there's people that have no fucking idea the levels of knowledge you have to have in certain industry, in certain science, whatever it is. And these people from way outside, out in fucking left field, will come into a conversation and start going, well, let me tell you what I fucking think. Listen, I don't give a fuck what you think. Okay. And I don't have time for it. I'm not going to have that conversation with you, and we're done. That's
Boom.
It.
Boom. Mic drop.
That's it. Get lost. Unfriend
the
little
prick.
Shut off the
phone.
Done.
Get off the Facebook app.
That's right, dickhead. Hey, by the way, speaking of a new thing, you mentioned some things coming out.
Oh, I do.
I'm going to be starting my new little venture tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
It's called A Dose of Dougie. I've been putting out comics and jokes about, Another Dose of Dougie, which is a little, like a reflection.
Like your shtick, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
something's
got it.
Going on. So tomorrow, I'll be on my Instagram at Dougie Dangerous at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and my guest will be Jimmy Schubert.
Oh, okay. And, that's so funny. We had same guests.
Yeah?
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to have...
What a faux pas.
What do you mean?
Well, our second episode, yeah. Our guest is... We taped it yesterday, is
okay.
Jimmy Schubert.
Okay, well, that fucking guy, I'm going to cancel him. I'm going to get somebody else. He didn't tell me. He's double booking it, fucker. I'll get somebody else. But, it's going to be something quick. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
Nothing too serious. Questions and stuff that you would never think to be asked.
Oh,
okay. Again, I got to be a host.
Wow, we're like crazy geniuses in here.
Yeah, I am not going to just get on and do something different and not at least come up with some angle that, what do you think of this COVID thing?
Okay.
Real uplifting, questions.
Are we picking our stuff right now?
No, I'm just this is my show.
So
I'll give you. So anyway, that's tomorrow with Jimmy Schubert, and then on Friday, on April 24th, my guest will be Joey Medina.
Ooh,
another good friend. So we're going to be lining up.
Are you doing this every day?
No, every two, a couple times a week.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
And it'll be different friends. Of mine from comedy and people just to find out some interesting perspectives and
get a little dose of Dougie.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what I mean? So that'll be on my Instagram at Dougie Dangerous tomorrow. Join us live. Yeah, I know, right? Brett, I got sloppy seconds with Schubert. Fuck him. I'm going to.
Well, to be fair, yours is going to air before mine. He's our second episode and ours is down and dirty at 10:30. So it's once a week, Thursday nights at 10:30.
How long is it?
Well, each they fall about 15 to 20 minutes.
And it's a call in or?
No. It's a Q&A, down and dirty. So our first guest that airs this Thursday at 10:30 is Mr. Reverend Bob Levy.
Okay.
And we asked them the dirtiest, grimiest, grossest questions from not just the road, but from life.
Okay.
So it gets real. It is very X-rated.
Thursday at 10:30.
It actually, I was supposed to start improv shows this May.
Right.
With Esther Koo, Down and Dirty at 10:30 show, getting mm-hmm. the real late night dirty crowd mm-hmm. in. And we're rescheduled till this summer. So until then.
New avenue.
We bring it to you online.
Aside from that, which was interesting, and everything that's happened in the last day or two, I awoke to information that Kim Jong-un was almost dead.
Yes, I saw that today.
Right?
And, he is in not good condition after a heart surgery or something.
There's mixed reports.
Of course, there always is. He out had of North Korea.
Yeah. Why don't we get the good information out of North Korea?
Fake news.
Oh, yes. Fake news. Supposedly he had some sort of cardiac surgery, and something went wrong. You know, he probably got pissed at the fucking the surgeon. You know, he says, "Are you a spy? Get that fucking spy couple." Who knows? You know what I mean? I mean, who the fuck would want to operate on Kim Jong-un?
I don't know, man. I think he's being set up by his sister. You see that? How she's been slowly gaining second in command.
Oh, really?
I think that bitch outsmarted him.
Wow.
Yep. She's one of his closest confidants, one of the few family members
Is she
murder.
More radical than him?
I don't know her political stance. Obviously, she falls in line at this point.
It's
they
like
call him his alter ego, but I don't know if that means she's good.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what that means when you're talking
What was Hitler's alter ego?
Exactly. So I'm a little unclear. I know that the U.S. government is already trying to understand whatever the succession plan is for that country in the instance dude doesn't come back. So even if he dies, what do you think the chances are that he has a fill-in, what are they called? Like a stunt, a double.
Like a
stand-in a while.
He comes out and starts waving and turns
his head. Whatever they got to do.
Yeah, you'll be good now because you'll just wear a mask.
Boom. You don't even have to look that much like him.
We don't know if it's Kim Jong-un or a guy in a mask, a double, you know.
There's some guy with that weird haircut, that tight fade.
Only Dennis Rodman would know.
Yes,
that's
he would.
Cat.
Wow.
Any rate.
All right. So we'll see. Maybe bitches take over in North Korea. I wonder what she's going to do.
Yeah.
I bet you she's not that nice either.
I couldn't imagine. Like, she'll be like, we're going to put up solar panels and, you know, we're going to start doing yoga.
I'm going to start giving money to all the poor people and we're going to get maternity leave now. You know, they don't get any time off of work.
Yeah. What's her name? Kung Dim. Suck Kum Dim is going to say, we're going to bring Walmart to this bitch. We're going to have a fucking Starbucks. We're going to have all kinds of shit here. We're going to have Arby. Arby. Yeah, fucking Arby.
Probably lining up people to cough on our corona.
We have the beef. That's all right, you fucking asshole. North Korea have a beef. All right. I got to do my accent. Thank God.
Very nice.
That was the thing I was thinking about. Like, I haven't done my set in weeks.
You think you're going to forget it?
I don't know.
No, you won't. It's fine.
I don't know if I'll
I voluntarily sometimes don't do comedy for months. And I still, sometimes you just got to go over it in your head for, some of the little words that maybe you might accidentally skip over. But
I'm sure it's going to be real
generally
rusty.
Generally don't forget it.
Yeah.
Well, some of my best comedy is off of hiatuses. So you guys watch out. When this is over, I'm going to be on fire, at least short term, and then I'm going to take a dive.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. Speaking of Peter, hey, you want to see that video I was telling you about?
Mm-mm.
You sure? You want to see that?
I don't watch porn.
Oh.
No, sorry. I don't watch porn.
There it is.
No, I'm not looking.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that thing going there. Oh, God. Oh, my God. It's like 8 feet long. It's the worst.
You're killing my innocence. I only have so...
Isn't that the worst?
No, I'm not watching it.
It's like
I turned it
off already.
Oh, okay. I don't know. That's how I watch a scary movie, too. Just like what you just saw.
My wife loves scary movies.
I hate scary movies and porn. Well, gross porn. Oh, all porn. But that's gross.
We actually were getting into a good conversation about sharing porn. That's a good fun decision, fun topic. But not now. It's time for the news. Florida couple, who are both doctors,
Who shared porn.
Actually did share porn. Film stealing Trump 2020 flag from a neighbor while their child begged them not to. This is the
please,
fucking...
Please, mommy and daddy, don't break the law.
It is the fucking greatest video. Because think about just the story. Like, you even have to read, like, a Florida couple. Right? That's the beginning of it. A Florida couple. Not just a Florida man or a Florida woman. A Florida man and a Florida woman.
We're a bunch of rebels in Florida.
That are both doctors. Now, they're not chiropractors. They're doctors.
That still doesn't mean they can't hate Trump.
Hate is hate. I get it. But you know, two educated people. Hate is one thing. Acting on the hate is a complete different other thing. As a human being, you can hate. You could be disgusted. You could be pissed. But it's the difference of being psychotic and just being a normal person who has to filter through these thoughts is... this fucking person acted on it. So two doctors sitting in their house, probably a nice house, got a kid, you know, I'm sure they got, you know, good, nice big TV. They got the air conditioning on. They probably got food. I don't know if they have as much ice cream as Pelosi does in her freezer, but fuck.
How do you know how much ice cream Pelosi
Because she posted, she was on TV showing.
Oh, showing the showing inside her, of yeah, her fully stocked refrigerator.
$40,000 fucking metal.
Is that how you pander to liberal Democrats? Yeah. Now you show them all your fancy things.
Yeah, we care about the people. And she opened up this big ass, like, you know, a freezer of Dove bars, like every expensive fucking, like, there was no Breyers,
like Haagen-Dazs, yeah, and no, Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, it was just an assortment. Like, and she's sitting there.
no Publix brand though, huh?
No generic brand of ice cream in there. And, right, like I said, in the refrigerator was
that cunt.
That fucking thank
just
you.
Just eating up all the premium Dove bars she can shove in that little robot
and
face.
And she's
of
got
hers.
This refrigerator that's the size of a 57 fucking Chevy. It's beautiful. It looks like it could survive reentry into the fucking Earth's atmosphere. Okay, and she's sitting and she opens up this shit. God forbid you open up the fucking actual refrigerator. You probably have $1,000 bottles of wine and heads of poor people
that
have served her.
That's why she didn't. She was probably like, no, no, no.
Don't open that.
Let's just, this is.
Let me put my teeth in. Don't open that one. That's important. There's dead bodies of people in there.
What's next? Biden doing cribs?
Listen, I
bet he has a mansion.
God bless. Again, Republicans, be whoever you want. I'm not going to tell you to fucking vote for, but God almighty, for you people to put your hope into that fucking guy. I know he's not a Trump, but he's a pussy guy. I get it. Your guy's not even going to make it. And here's the thing. And then that's why the vice president choice is going to be. Everybody thinks Kamala Harris is going.
No, it's going to be Elizabeth Warren. And no, you know what?
Oh,
he's going to pull that.
No one. No.
Like, look, I'm just saying.
Joe Biden is going to end up picking a man. And actually, a man's going to
so
pick Joe Biden.
I'm so disappointed once again in my choices. I can't believe in 4 years the Democrats couldn't pull someone better than Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden.
That
being said, ladies, I don't know how you feel, but I thought it was pretty shitty when they asked Joe Biden in that debate who he's going to pick as a running mate. And he goes, oh, I don't know, but it's going to be a woman.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you, Joe Biden, because if you think I vote for someone just because
pandering.
She's a woman, ask Hillary how she fucking did. Because it wasn't, that didn't work for her.
Wow,
man,
you're
just
on fire.
Enraged at that stupid. You know, if a Republican would have said that.
Listen.
Holy shit.
In that debate, when he did that, right there, I wrote him off. And he wasn't even the front runner when that happened. When he did that,
can he not run a woman now? Well, now he has to do it because he said it.
Back yourself into a corner, you dumbass.
Idiot. Just, I mean, it's going to be
and
like
it's not
the
that
Jimmy
I listen,
Carter.
There are women I love to see. I'm very fond of Nikki Haley. She used to be the governor, the United Nations spokesperson of the United States. She's a fucking badass. And you know what I mean? So believe me, qualifications, there's a lot of women. You know, it's like when John McCain fucking picked Sarah Palin. I'm like, does he want to lose?
No, it's a setup to lose. Hey, I
he
heard,
did, right? How many
I
people think
Dems...
John McCain was a bought fucking Republican? He's part of the dark state, you know, this deep state. This fucking guy, I mean, the minute he picked her, I
guess. Dems don't want to touch this. Who the hell wants to inherit the economy that's about to fucking implode next year and post-pandemic? Nobody wants to touch that. They're kind of like, haha, fuck you, Trump. You didn't even want to do this. Now look what you got to fucking deal with. You ain't even qualified for this shit.
Yeah, well.
You know, like.
That's why there's a lot of people that say it's going to be after all this shit because, And again, I don't care where you stand, but the Bull Durham report's going to come out. And let me tell you something. It's purposely been delayed until the, because just before the election, the shit that's going to hit the fan in the Democratic Party and the past administration that's out there. People say, how do you know that? Because, listen, you see the writings on the wall if you don't have your head up your ass, okay? But it is going to be ugly. Democrats,
it's gonna
be so they're going to look, they're going to, they may not, you may not see a Democratic true nominee for at least 2 decades after what's about to hit the fucking the ceiling, what comes out with this Durham report of all the, of the corruption. There's not going to be a Democratic politician alive that be able to utter his.
What do you speak of? Because I generally think all politicians are corrupt, regardless of size.
But when it was, again, there's one thing of thinking something, is another thing to orchestrating and putting
together.
Oh, no,
I know they're all corrupt.
No,
I
but
mean,
so it's not just
Facebook.
That one's corrupt. It's like the whole system,
the whole thing,
went after, and you unified several parts of the government, the FBI, the CIA, all at the leadership of who? We're going to, wait till it's going to be unbelievable.
What is this report? The Bull Durham? It sounds like a...
Barr, the Attorney General Barr appointed Durham, the guy who's the Attorney General of Connecticut, who took down Mafia, and got them. He's investigating the investigators of the Russian hoax. And they already subpoenaed people. There's already people that's indicted. There's just going to be people, former members of the Obama administration, CIA, FBI, even foreign officials, diplomats.
Interesting.
It's going to be incredible.
I thought you were talking about a report about a baseball movie.
No.
Isn't there a movie called Bull Durham or something?
Yeah, that's a great movie, by the way.
Right.
Bull Durham with.
So I'm like, what kind of report is named after a baseball movie?
Look at you trying to figure it out. Anyway, I never talked about our couple, but the couple that doctor, the Florida couple, two doctors decide they have to get on
So the kid's crying. They rip down the flag? Is it on a pole or what?
They had to get a ladder and everything. Listen, if my wife wants me to do anything with a ladder, I'm like, honey, really? You want me to? Two doctors in Florida, Santa Rosa County, have been arrested after it was revealed that they stole a neighbor's Trump 2020 campaign flag, all while their young child pleaded with them to stop committing the crime.
I mean, the flags are pretty obnoxious. I've seen a few of them.
I'm really surprised.
They're never tasteful.
I'm really surprised that when I see a Trump bumper sticker or something on a car, I don't see key marks all over the car.
That's gutsy. It is real gutsy.
It's really ballsy to put it on your car. I mean, it's one thing to wear a hat. Somebody's got to come up to you and shit, right? I would do it. I would do it just, I would do it and I would get somewhat poisoned darts and I would put the flags in my house, and as they come up to the yard, I would just shoot them. And they wouldn't be poisonous death darts, but they'd be darts that make you shit diarrhea for 3 months.
Who has these darts? What do you buy them in Walmart? Shit darts?
You can get so much shit on the Silk Road.
Yeah, we're no gun people, but sir, do you have those shit darts so we could protect our house?
They got the darts where you can't get a boner.
Oh, God.
What's wrong? I don't know. It's never happened to me before. Ever since I tried to steal that Trump sign.
So they tried to steal it. The kid's crying. It's on video. Do they successfully steal the
Jeffrey
flag?
Michael Frache and Laura Ann Webb Frache were arrested in connection with it as of April 7th, not too long ago. The flag damaged to a flagpole, which totaled around $700.
Wow. Well, that's like chump change to two doctors. Yeah. So well worth it, right, guys?
They're both gynecologists, by the way.
Oh, okay.
They work at different hospitals. Could you imagine
husband and wife that are gynecologists? OBGYN. I feel.
Tell me about the pussy you saw today, honey.
All right,
you and I are doctors. We're gynecologists. Okay. So how was your day today, hon?
Oh, man, so good. Yeah. I think I saw the biggest pussy I've ever seen.
Bigger than the ass we just saw Peter Leonard's video.
Yes, bigger than Peter Leonard's ass, and bigger than that pussy you told me about from 93 where the triplets came out.
Oh, yeah.
This one was even bigger than that. The lady was 500 pounds.
I called the kids Echo. I named them. I named all the kids Echo because after that, every time you say, how you doing, Mrs. Smith? Smith, Smith. I mean, what the fuck? Couldn't one be a foot doctor? You got two doctors.
There's a lot of money in vaginas.
I mean, think about it, you want to go over somebody's house? Like, you got to go over to doctors? Like, now no wonder the kid hates his parents.
No, now I want to go to an OBGYN appointment where there's two doctors who are like a couple, like tag teaming the appointment with me, you know, like some, you know, just to give it balance.
You should have them on a 10:30 at Thursday at 10:30.
Well, I could, but it's much funnier to hear these very dirty stories from comedians.
The two doctors rode up onto the property on a golf cart with two small children.
How white privilege of them.
I know.
They couldn't even walk
the
yard.
Let's go do this dastardly deed and take our golf cart.
Kids, load into the cart.
We're going to get Mr. Smith's fucking Trump sign.
Okay, so they loaded in the cart. They brought the kids.
Mm-hmm.
They rolled up on the house in their golf cart. And
they were spotted on a home security system as they produced a ladder and began their ascent to remove the flag. Both children began crying while the oldest was begging them to stop. No, don't do it. Boy said.
Oh, he thought they were going to get in trouble.
You're going to go to jail.
They didn't know mommy and daddy were rich enough to buy off this crime with $700.
God. You look at pussy all day, so you don't have to do this stuff.
Yeah. All right, they got the flag then?
As the flag came down and the ladder was tossed to the side, Webb Fresh could not hold in her excitement. The woman, she goes, yes, baby, yes. She shouted, waving her arms. The children quickly scurried back to the golf cart, still in tears, and will never forget that moment ever again.
That's crazy. So people's boredom and quarantine has driven them to politically deface political things. I mean, God, when they could just take a walk with the kids.
You know, just
have like family time now. Hey.
The video was shared by Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. He's a pretty badass dude.
Republican?
Yeah. He's a weird dude, too. Who expressed
Shocking.
Disgust towards the parents, whom he described as being possessed with hatred for the president. Well, they definitely suffer from Trump disorder syndrome. That's TDS, right?
Look, we all got hatred for the president. I mean, I don't think that's a new thing. People's
I don't have
inability
hatred.
To manage their discontent. Hey, let's call it discontent. Frustration.
That's what I'm saying. It's one thing to think something or feel something.
Can we control ourselves, people?
But to get up and you get in your golf cart. Honey, do we charge the golf cart? Do we have enough fucking juice?
Hey, where's the ladder? Like, you know what? They should have just done what they really wanted to do and paid some immigrant to go take that flag down for them. I mean, it's nice that they went and like did it themselves out of some kind of, you know, principle. But
physician parents possessed with the real Donald Trump hate so much that they steal a senior citizen's Trump flag with kids in tow.
Oh, it was a senior citizen.
An older person. And the little boy is begging them to stop. According to the news, the couple were arrested and charged with criminal mischief. And that's, again, when you commit a crime with a wand. Trespassing, larceny, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. I mean, again, the kids, you know?
You have a feed of a different video while we're on
I don't know
video.
Why. I don't know why this shit feeds on
it
here.
It really threw me off because I looked over and I was like, so are they seeing the big picture or are they seeing that Brady Bunch picture? So, okay, they didn't go to jail. They bought their way out of it. They probably put up the senior citizens flag again and said sorry. You think they still got to live? Now they probably have fucking five flags out there. You know, if I was that senior citizen, I would have bought like...
I would have just loaded my
house.
I can't
believe Trump hasn't sent that house like 10 fucking flags.
Like a big blow-up doll of him on the front.
Like a whole yard landscape like at Christmas time.
Well, that was a while. I saw that you had to have seen the video where somebody, the guy had a vote for a Trump sign in his yard and he had electrocuted. Like he had electric shock. So when people come and grab it, they can't.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Hell yeah, that's what I booby-trapped the bitch.
Oh, my gosh.
Maryland police issue final warning for residents getting mail without pants on amid the coronavirus. Listen, I'm all for that. I go outside in my fucking underwear. I'm not wearing tidy whities. I have those, you know, athletic underwear, you know, look like bike
boxers
shorts.
Boxers or boxer briefs?
No, they look like
boxer
bike
briefs.
Shorts.
You go out in your boxer briefs?
No, sometimes.
Out in the front yard?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I T-shirt, go out there. You know, I don't give a fuck. It's quarantine, man. You know, and I'm saying, but I have like, I have
put
those.
Put some basketball shorts on. How hard is
that? Do I look like a basketball player? I mean, I'm not wearing basketball.
Just
I don't
loose.
Have basketball. I have
some elastic waist.
The
I
problem is,
are some.
We going these walks every day? So I'm wearing, I go through shorts like crazy now. So, you know, so sometimes I sit there and I go, I don't have any like comfortable shorts. So I'll just say, fuck it. I got, you know, again, it's like the athletic underwear. You know, it looks like bike shorts. They're tight.
Boxer briefs. That's what they're called.
They're not boxer briefs. What do you mean?
The boxer briefs are the ones that look like the bike shorts.
Like tight? Like athletic? The boxer briefs are like boxer shorts.
There's boxers and there's boxer briefs.
All right, whatever. You know more about men's underwear than I do.
I buy it.
I guess
I bet you, does your wife buy
she
your
buys
underwear?
It.
Exactly. That's why you don't.
That's why I don't fucking have a clue.
You don't know what fucking underwear he's wearing.
I don't know.
What do I know? What do you think they're called? Bike shorts underwear?
I am not a doctor, nor am I a underwear purchaser. Yeah, with all this shit going on, I got to remember to brush my teeth. Sometimes I'll be sitting there at 1 o'clock sitting on the computer just working. I'm like, oh, I got to brush my teeth.
Hey, man, you never know sometimes what's out of your pay grade. I realized fixing dryers somehow is above my pay grade. I actually broke my dryer more trying to fix it.
Clothes dryer?
Yeah, like a clothes dryer.
Not a hair dryer.
No, not a hair dryer.
I feel like
a
this is Family
dryer.
Feud. Name types of dryers.
Yeah, no, the bearing was making it go, I thought I could fix it.
I would
it.
Not even bother fix. I would never try. My wife would. My wife is handy as fuck. She fixed the pool pump one time.
I'm pretty handy. I fucked this shit up. I thought WD-40
fixed. If you were my wife and you fucked
everything.
Up that washing machine, I'd be pissed.
Oh yeah, no, Dan took it really well. I told him I'd take care of it this week sometime. I'm gonna have to get late. It's probably gonna cost me $400.
That means
to
you probably
it.
Banged somebody else in the meantime.
He would never.
No, I'm
shut
kidding.
Up. Oh,
the Maryland Police Department reminded SIB residents on Tuesday to put their pants on when they're leaving the house.
Please, put your fucking pants on.
Please remember to put pants on before leaving the house to check your mailbox.
There's kids that might live in your neighborhood.
And they're going to their neighbor's yard and pulling their Trump flags down.
Exactly.
Taneytown, a small town of about 6,700 residents, about 5 miles from Pennsylvania border. Maryland recorded at least 10,000. A lot of people in Maryland got the coronavirus. So, see what happens. And next, our Connecticut man broke into a restaurant that was closed due to COVID-19 and spent 4 days eating, drinking 70 bottles of liquor, police said. It's almost like the Night of the Living Dead. Like when the apocalypse comes, just go to a fucking, well, they're around, go to a mall and just, you know.
Tear through it.
You know what I mean? If there was apocalypse, I would just go to Costco. I'd just hang out there. And,
yeah, I'm sure you'll be the only one who thinks about that.
Well, the only one
fucking
armed.
Fucking knife fighting in Costco. That's what you're going to
be
doing. I'll
let them bring that knife to my AR-15 fight.
Did you get a lot more guns with the pandemic?
I got more ammo.
More ammo.
I loaded up. I was like,
guns do you have?
Total?
Yeah, total.
In the house? 7?
Oh, do you have some outside of the house?
Yeah, I got some out in the bush out there in case I get shot and I got to crawl
in
out.
In the house. Where else are you? You got the cabin
the
someplace?
The car, you know.
Oh, okay.
My bunker. My COVID-19 bunker.
Exactly. He's stashing guns in like 10 different places. All right. So you said 7?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Damn, we got to get a gun.
You got to have a gun now. Listen,
I know.
Whatever. Listen,
I hear about
we
it
are,
all
we
the
are
time.
Not far from fucking complete mayhem.
Yeah, there's not going to be. People are too lazy to quarantine. When do you think everyone's going to get the energy for mayhem?
By the way, Perry Sack, welcome, and my buddy Bobby Gracios. But Dougie looks like a basketball player. I thought he was a center for the Heat.
Yeah,
I'm the center spot, Perry. Yeah. I'm right in that big round spot in the middle of the court.
Yeah, heat from the oven.
Yeah, I was the best goalie. Any rate, so this guy breaks in. Not bad. 42-year-old man from New Haven, Connecticut, is accused of breaking into a restaurant that was closed due to the coronavirus and spending 4 days eating and drinking his fill. Fuck yeah!
I mean, it sounds like a nice little vacation. Who has time to take a vacation during the quarantine? This guy found out a way. They probably had TVs in there.
Yeah.
Like the Sunday Ticket or whatever.
Little
there's
Debbie's.
Sports on. But
plenty of cupcakes.
That sounds like an incredible plan.
My buddy Anthony Marino's on here. We used to work at Publix when we were in high school. I think we were the highest paid bag boys ever. Because our soccer coach was like, ended up being one of the top people at Publix. He was a manager of the store. But we would like, I would bag a couple, you know, do a couple bags, and I'd walk down the dessert aisle, grab a couple Twinkies and shit.
Okay.
Some Little Debbie's.
Okay.
And then go into the back in the bathroom somewhere and hang out back there for about an hour.
So you're saying that you were an overpaid, incredibly shitty employee at Publix.
Yeah, I made
only
up for it.
Only there based on nepotism
I
alone.
I made it.
Wow, that sounds very white privilege.
That really wasn't a daily occurrence, but that was just, you know.
It sounded like it happened a lot to me.
A 42-year-old Connecticut man was arrested on April 14th for breaking into a restaurant that was closed due to the virus, allegedly spending 4 days eating and drinking his fill. The man named Luis Ortiz. This is my fucking restaurant. And
I mean, the stuff's going to go bad, so Luis might as well.
Right. Several thousand dollars worth of food and drinks, including 70 bottles of liquor.
Wow, in 4 days?
That's a lot of fucking...
Nah, he cased that shit up and brought it home.
That or he brought people. Come to my house, we're having a party. Where do you live, Red Lobster? At the fucking Carrabba's.
Or Finnegan's. Come in through the back.
Yeah, come in through the service entrance. According to the police, manager visiting the restaurant for a routine check found an unknown man asleep about 11:30 a.m. Well, that's what happens. You sleep late when you drink 70 bottles of liquor. And contacted the police. The officers responded to the detained man on the street, identifying him as Luis Ortiz. Surveillance footage showed Ortiz gained access to the restaurant through a side window after he pulled up in his golf cart.
God, if Luis just would have left 2 days in, he would have been fine.
Mm-hmm.
No one would ever known.
He got greedy.
He got four days. You couldn't just stay there for a day and then take all the liquor and food you could hold and haul it back out.
Yeah, he got greedy. Let's face it. Fucker got greedy.
I mean, put a mask on. It's not like people think it's weird now if you're walking around with a mask. They wouldn't even know who you were, even if there was video.
Mm-hmm.
Idiot.
North Carolina farm renting out animals to crash Zoom meetings. Listen, I love, again, one of the things, viral comedy, I mean, the glitches, but one of the things about comedy is everything's got to be quality, right? If you're going to put together, it's got to be quality. And these Zoom things, I mean, they could be, I think the problem is the more people you put on it, the worse it could be, because there's people that talk over and you have a lot of that shit. But if you're going to have fun with it, why not get a couple farm animals to come behind you, like all of a sudden if a donkey was to fucking stand up next to you right now. You don't think that'd be a great idea?
Is this what people have been reduced to in do North for Carolina? Fun now? Holy shit. God, we're really living it up during the quarantine. I actually have had to say that I was busy. Like a couple times this weekend, because we're either producing something or editing something, mm-hmm. or visiting with friends, but no more than two at a time. And everyone's
keeping
their
distance. So like Bob Skype in for that? We Skype in for this, or is it
well, we did. It's pre-taped Zoom, so I Zoomed. Which you're right, Zoom is not conducive to great production.
Right.
Mainly because what I learned is when you're not doing your gallery view and it's the single views, they choose who they're showing based on the audio.
Right. Who's talking?
Which
delay
is not always correct,
right.
Or it is delayed,
right.
But it does not work great when
editing. Like the camera I'm getting to do this, I'm looking at about a $400 or $500 camera. It'll automatically segue to who's talking. Like it'll have that split. That's half a second to a second. You know, if you start, if I
the
stop,
the camera
talking,
cuts it for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, well, yeah. No,
like Zoom.
No, it's actually the camera itself. So even if I'm doing this, it'll flip it over. So
yeah
I got to spend bucks.
All right,
North Carolina man. North Carolina farm is offering a spice up Zoom meetings during
with
the pandemic
animals.
By renting out animals, including miniature donkeys, to participate in teleconferences.
So you're doing your corporate meeting and you're leading a group in this very chaotic time of crisis, and you think it's a great idea for your son to come in riding behind you
on
a donkey?
No, fucking kids. Fuck the kids.
Just the donkey walks in just randomly into your house?
And maybe a guy dressed like Shrek.
This should... People,
it's
God, please read. Just
hey,
read
this,
people.
This
if you're bored,
house.
Just read something if you're bored. I mean, I get that we've all run out of things to watch on Netflix. It's fine. Just do something else productive. Pick up a craft. Sing.
Yeah. I think we'd get some laughs. Francie Dunlap told the news. The animal would make an appearance for the first 5 or 10 minutes.
How much does that cost?
Hmm.
Animals doing Zoom appearances.
Animals
are getting paid more than comedians.
Yes. Well, that's the way it should be, probably. Dunlop set up a website specifically for Zoom meeting bookings. And she said not all inquiries have come from office pranksters. Some customers went to meet animals virtually for educational purposes. Yeah.
Yeah, always, okay.
Okay, whatever. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps says they have a handheld device that can detect coronavirus. All right.
Who said they got that?
The Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have it, and China has it, too.
Yeah. Well, I would believe China has it. Like I was in one of these conversations with some folks, and we were talking about the supersonic missile. You know, the America's in the production of it.
Yes.
Supersonic missiles could be anywhere on Earth within minutes, if that. And China does have them. They actually have them, but Russia claims they do, and they don't. Russia, listen, do you see oil? Oil, barrels of oil are negative $100. I mean, and somebody asked, like, what the fuck's that? I mean, listen, nobody's using oil. I've had the same tank of gas almost for the last month. I actually just filled it up, but it lasted a whole month.
Hey, man, this is what China wanted. Believe me, there's a lot of strategies out there.
Well, actually, Saudis and Russians want to fuck up our shale business because we became the biggest producer of oil in the last year or so. And now they're exporting more, so they're trying to fuck us.
Okay.
Because that's all Russia does. Russia, that's only their export is that crime. So, and then, of course, Saudis, you know, it's not like they have a lot of orange trees in Saudi Arabia, a lot of mango farms.
No. I get that. I'm kind of under the belief that China purposely botched the information sharing
because
they wanted to take the whole world down with them. Sorry if that's an unpopular view,
but I kind of
think that's what I meant by that, is that they're trying to take everyone down with them, but they don't realize we're the most resilient country in the fucking world, and we got the most diverse product offerings, and we can produce the most shit in our own country, so fuck all y'all, because we ain't going down like that.
Yeah,
we'll never
go
down like
that.
There
you go, Buzzsaw.
Who's that?
Buzzsaw was a wrestler. He used to Jim. What was his name? Buzzsaw.
I know
Perry Sachs out there. Who was the guy? He was a WWE wrestler. Jim Duggan or McDuggan. He used to have a 2x4 in his hand. And big American USA USA.
What did he have to beat up Hulk Hogan to see
he was
Mr.
Hulk Hogan's
USC
buddy
is?
For a while
okay,
there.
USA
until,
is?
Until Hulk Hogan became like a bad guy for a little while and he painted his face black. He had a black beard that he painted.
So many layers to wrestling that I'll never understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show today.
Oh, no.
That's it.
Boy, just flew on by,
that's
right?
That's it. Well, I want to thank Minda for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And don't forget to catch her new comedy incredible venture.
Just we got so many things going on. So, you know, Tribe of Assholes Presents. We've been doing lots of comedy videos and sketches, and now we're going to bring it to you on Instagram TV.
There you go. And
Down and Dirty.
And I'm going to have my first dose of Dougie tomorrow on Instagram at 6 p.m. along with Jimmy Schubert. And he's going to be on my show before he's on hers.
Yeah, but we taped Jimmy yesterday, so whatever.
Yeah. but you'll definitely like I got great questions loaded. You know, it's going to be a conversation, but I've got like 15 questions ready and loaded to go. And
okay.
And so we're
all
gonna
right.
Have fun with
we're
going
to get a dose of Dougie with a dose of Shuby.
All right. And on Friday, Joey Medina will be on.
Joey Medina. Very nice.
So, and next week, working on a few other people, too. So, we got to be creative, right? I mean, what the fuck?
Hey, man.
I mean, we got this month. I got shows. I'm supposed to be in Oklahoma City the first week of May, and Little Rock the second week, and then Colorado Springs the third week. Right, Anthony Marino? I don't know if that's going to happen. I talked to the club owner today, and they're like, it's on the fringe. Like Colorado Springs, will they have a comedy show around the end of May? Can we get well by May, people, please?
I don't know, man. I'm going to tell you, all our stuff at the Improv was supposed to be end of May. It's all pushed. So.
Anyway, guys. Anyway, that's all we have time for. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. We also have an Instagram page at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And we're putting out the new Just a Clip series.
Very nice.
Isn't that
kind of
cool?
That.
I
Just
picked
the
photos. Mm-hmm. And the last one, a lot of people like the last one. We're putting them out there on our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, where we're going to probably start broadcasting from. So if you're watching this, please go to our Wake Up Late with Dougie Show fan page and join our YouTube channel. Go to Wake Up Late with Dougie Show YouTube channel. One of the first videos on there is me beating Minda in a race.
Which would never happen ever again.
Yeah, well, it happens every day when I replay the video.
Oh, my God,
watch
bro.
It
yeah, only
every
in
day.
Your fucking dreams.
Yeah, where we go?
I'm telling you, whenever you're ready. We can go right now. I'll do it in flip-flops.
Yeah, okay.
During the teen.
Anyway, she's... crazy. Anyway, that's it, guys. On the show next week. Thanks for joining us. God bless. Please stay well. Stay healthy. You know what? Stop blaming, pointing the fingers. Don't worry about anybody else. Worry about yourself, right? God bless.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun.